Good morning, this is Mark Cole with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com, the week of Monday, July 20th. To start the week out, grains look a little bit mixed here. Corn looks to be 3 or 4 lower. Wheat looks to be 6 to 8 lower. Beans look to be about 3 higher. This week, I think we've got the options expiring on Friday. November beans and August beans are right around $9. I think we'll try to get the August puts and calls to go off. Futures to go off right at $9 as the options expire, so all the $9 puts and calls will expire worthless. Hopefully, we can see something that will shake us out of that. We started the week off here with China buying another 132,000 metric tons of beans. We believe they're going to be in the market for corn on any good breaks out here. Wheat market a little bit lower over the weekend here. Not sure why. The dollar's just up a tick here. It's been up or down 20 ticks during the night. If we can see the dollar just close lower here today, I think that's going to be an indication that we can see the dollar move much lower. The metals are strong, and I think the dollar should get weak in here. Part of what's going on is the argument between COVID continue to shut down restaurants and see all this progress that we've made back off here again because of what's happening in Florida, Texas, Arizona, California. I think it will. There's talk about a vaccine on the horizon. I don't see the vaccine as being anything viable and acceptable until at least the first of the year. And then there's the distribution question. How do you make and get out 350 million doses of this vaccine? So I think it's going to be quite a while before we have an effective vaccine that's going to be available to all people across the country. But we had spotty rains over the weekend. North of I-80 in Illinois, we got rain. South of I-80, we didn't see too much. Iowa got a lot of good rain. The rest of the states around the Midwest and the South had spotty rains. Temperatures were hot, but not, you know, really bearing. This week, we look to see 80s around much of the country, low 90s. We see rain scattered here and there. So I don't think weather is the key issue right now. I think the corn crop, frankly, is pretty well made, and we'll see if China comes in to buy more corn. The wheat market, if the dollar gets cheap enough, then I think we can be competitive around. But we have to wait to see if we can close it lower here today. You know, we talk about the Chinese tensions preventing them from buying more U.S. grain. I think that's nonsense. I've said consistently that I think the Chinese will buy what they want when they want it. There'll be a lot of rhetoric back and forth between the U.S. and China. I don't think the president wants to pick too many fights right now heading into the election with his numbers where they are. So I think the Chinese are going to continue to buy a lot of grain and even more so after the elections. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good week.